Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
As ever-emerging spiritual creatures, we cannot contain ourselves, the selves that God has created us to be. Coming out as people and as a church from what we have known into a new identity is filled with anxiety and unknowing. Emerging will take effort and surrendering to the assurance of things hoped for, even though we cannot yet see what the future holds. Our scripture reading this morning is Hebrews 11:1-3. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Humans really like routines, and I think we all really like routines. We like doing the same things that we know have worked in the past. And that makes sense. It's easier to feel secure if we are like, well, I've done this 50 times this way, and every time I've done it this way, it has worked out well for us. And we tend to just get into those habits and into those routines. And then eventually, rather than just being because of success, sometimes we keep doing the same thing, well, because that's what we've always done, and that's what we just kind of do. The routine becomes a purpose. It becomes a source of comfort, and rather than being a source of comfort as a platform for us to jump off of into a bit more risk, it becomes a place that kind of traps us inside of it. As I thought about this kind of issue that we might have, I was brought to what comes to my mind is a hobby that I have recently just picked up. Some of y'all would know this. If you've talked to me in the last month or so, I've been very excited about it. I started sword fighting, which of course there is a club in town that does that. It's really been a lot of fun. I'm not allowed to use steel swords yet. I'm still on the foam swords, but it's been a really good time. And one of the things that I've learned in sparring is that a lot of us have habits that we don't really tend to think about until it comes time. I was told that I tend to hunch forward right before I swing my sword for the first time in a sparring match. And that means my opponent always knows the perfect moment to try and bop me on the head with their own sword. If it makes you easier for you to think about this kind of thing, if you're not as comfortable with sword fighting, think of chess moves. If you do the same chess move every time, eventually your opponent is going to figure out what you're doing. Another place where I felt a lot of comfort, and some of y'all may be feeling it as well, is in our current worship space. We've been down here for about 1 year and 9 months or so. And for me, this is the main spot that I have worshiped with you. I worshiped with you twice upstairs, once when you voted to say, yes, we would like Joe to be here, and the second time when the elevator broke on my first Sunday. And so for me, this has been our worship space. This is a space of comfort, a space that I understand how worship is. But I don't think people would be happy if we remained down here forever. We all want to emerge and go back upstairs, and that's going to come with a difference in how our worship is and how it feels. It'll be a little bit risky to try some new and different things up there, things that we maybe have gotten comfortable with doing down here that we'll have to figure out how they work up there or if it works at all, things that we used to do up there every time, but now that we haven't been up there for a while, maybe it's time to change up what it looks like. Taking risks is an important part of our Christian faith. It's called faith. We have to trust in something, and in this case, if we look at our scripture today, the thing that we are trusting in is that God has the ability to make everything work out or to do wonderful things with whatever we do. If we don't take any risks as a congregation, as a church, and as individual people, we'll stagnate and reach a plateau. Taking risks doesn't mean that we're going to succeed. Trusting in God doesn't mean assuming that every single time we trust in God to take a risk, that everything is just going to work out fine. Oftentimes, that is not how it works. The risks are always going to remain scary, but the hope is that even when things don't work out, we'll be led to something new and wonderful. Going back to sword fighting, there is sometimes when you get close enough to your opponent that you have to take your hand off of your sword and try and grab theirs. In the moment, if you can pull it off, you've really won because there's nothing that they can do anymore. You're in control of the situation. However, when you take your hand off your sword, now they could take their hand off of theirs and try and grab your sword. It's a risk, and sometimes it'll work out, and sometimes you get bopped on the head. But also, without taking that risk, you would never learn how to do anything better. You would never grow or achieve new things. And we are being called into that space. We are called to trust God as we go out and try these new risks. And we don't know how they'll work out, and that can be scary. But God can do pretty amazing things in spaces where we don't know really what's going on yet. Before the whole world existed, God created this entire wonderful place where we live without anybody else really knowing about it, because we didn't exist yet. God created everything here, the wonderful nature that we have, the wonderful family and friends that we have, and the food that we eat each day. All of this came from God creating something in a space where nothing had existed. Another space where people didn't get to see God's wonderful work was pointed out by a commentary. I don't know if I would have put it together, but that space is the tomb. Nobody got to see Jesus resurrect from the grave. It just happened. People got to see after Jesus resurrected from the grave, and people got to see before Jesus resurrected when he died. But that moment of resurrection, that moment where he got up from that place where he was laid down, no one got to see that. And yet, that moment is what led to our whole religion. That's what led us all to this point. That moment of resurrection, that action of God created a space for us to be able to do these wonderful things. That action of God drove the disciples to take the risks of creating what would eventually be a new religion, a new way of understanding God. And it worked out for the disciples in that we're still around, we're still worshiping in this way. But it also, in the moment, didn't necessarily work out for all of them. We know that a good chunk of the disciples, unfortunately, were martyred. God has called us all to take these risks. God is calling us to take risks and to see where the things lead us. God is not wanting us to just sit in our comfortable spaces, wrapped up in our comfort blankets at home. God wants us to go outside, to expand, to try out new things, to fail at new things. Along the way, I think failures will be able to teach us wonderful, valuable lessons, perchance even point us towards the actual direction God intends for us to go. We could stumble on an interesting third idea that we would have never come up with if we hadn't risked it on trying the first idea. Friends, our God works wonders in spaces that we can't see and that we can't understand. All we really have to do is take the risk.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.